want to talk about the Illinois governor. Somebody said, are you saying that the rich pay taxes? We pay the majority of the taxes. That's a fact. We pay the majority of the taxes. That's why I'm so gung-ho about, you know, holding the federal government accountable for the things that we pay our taxes on. If you guys are not disgusted, if you don't get bothered at the fact that you have to pay these crazy amount of taxes every single month, every single week, every bi-weekly or whatever, if that doesn't bother you, then that means that you're not making enough money because you're not paying enough taxes. If it doesn't bother you, that, because then people say, well, why do you care? Because they keep, and then they'll say this, you know what the worst part about it is? They'll say, well, what do you care? Because it's costing me money and I'm the person that's paying your salary. That's why we care. That's why it's meaningful to us, because I want to know where my money is going. And I have a right to know where my money is going. Let's get into J.B. Pritzker, because now he's leading a crusade against Trump and Doge for finding out where our money is.
I want to encourage Pennsylvanians to speak up, to use their voices, to do it constructively, to not retreat. This is a moment to make your voices heard.
Some extreme members of the Michigan legislature are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn marriage equality. Here's my response to that. Hell no.
You know who that is? Y'all want to know who this is? This is the current Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Heavy Kamala Harris supporter. She was on, you know, they think that Gretchen is up next. She's one of the people that they think can be a star in the Democratic Party. Gretchen Whitmer, right? She's one of the first people that say, I'm standing with the Chicago governor, J.B. Pritzker, and Kathy Hochul. Horrible governor. Absolutely horrible governor. And you know the worst part about it is, because she was on the one where Kamala Harris actually did the thing with, and I don't even like to talk negative about my legislator in Michigan, but we're going to go there today. She was on the broadcast. Remember when Kamala Harris did the thing with Oprah? They did the Oprah production where they were all sitting around and they were acting like it was a bunch of simps saying, how can I help my wife? And then Oprah or Kamala Harris say, go with her to the polls and make sure that she votes for me, Kamala Harris. And then everybody, Gretchen Whitmer was at that event. She was a heavy supporter when Kamala Harris was acting like she had a big turnout at an airport hangar and she wasn't even really in Detroit. Gretchen Whitmer was at that event. And we want so bad to be down with people that's not even best for us. They then went and got her a bunch of some Cartiers. They call them buffs with the wood on them. They got her some Cardis and they say, oh my God, boss up, boss up. Horrible governor.
Earn marriage equality. Here's my response to that. Hell no.
I'm here to say New York hasn't labored under a king in over 250 years. And we are not. We sure as hell are not going to start now.
My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America, and I don't intend to bend the knee to one. Tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage.
They are right now and will continue to be some of the...
And we're going to review this. We like to review things from multiple different networks, including the ones that are dying like MSNBC, but we'll get there.
Most essential and trusted voices of dissent and opposition in this brand new era. Governors, Democratic governors in statehouses all across the country. It'll be up to them largely and others to continue to give voice to the American people who see something profoundly wrong with what is happening, not just in these first few weeks, but most likely over the next 4 years. It's a privilege to bring in Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. Thank you so much for being here.
Just put him on a big screen, y'all.
Hi, Nicole.
We played a whole bunch of your State of the State address. I want to play one more piece of sound before we jump into this.
If you think I'm overreacting and sounding the alarm too soon, consider this. It took the Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. And all I'm saying is that when the five-alarm fire starts to burn, every good person better be ready to man a post with a bucket of water if you want to stop it from raging out of control.
Yours is an assessment I've heard from former senior national security officials, but only privately. And you're the only one to say it publicly. Say more about your decision to do that.
Well, I should start by saying that my family escaped the pogroms in Ukraine in the 1880s. And it was when the Russians were coming to kill Jews. And this country, the United States, provided us with the security, safety, opportunity to, well, just to live. And of course, I should point out that it was a public school that gave my great-grandfather an education, and a public service, a public health agency that gave them a place to live. And so I am very grateful to be an American and believe very much in protecting all the rights of America, the American people. I also built a Holocaust museum with Holocaust survivors here. And I can tell you that in 1933 and 1934, the German Constitutional Republic.
Isn't it funny that they'll build something with American taxpayer dollars, but then take credit for actually doing it? They'll use our money to further their agenda and then say, and this is what I did inside of my state.
Republic was converted into a dictatorship in a very short period of time. And, you know, anybody who walks through a Holocaust museum and sees the chronology can see that when rights get taken away, when, you know, people, the services to people are diminished, when all of a sudden we're favoring one group of people over another, that's a danger that we ought to all pay attention to. I'm seeing that in this country right now, and I needed to speak up. I needed people to hear that. And I think that, you know, we're seeing gradually an understanding that we've got to speak up. People need to show up and speak out.
When they have nothing else to grasp at, when there's no more straws to pull, when you don't have anything to stand on when it comes to what Democrats are advocating for the American people, everything that they've done has fallen flat. They've advocated against or advocated for using your babies as a deletion method in a form of contraception. They advocated for boys using girls' bathrooms and men playing in women's sports. That didn't work. They tried to leverage the black community and tell black men that they would forgive your weed charges in federal court and give you a woman as the president of the United States of America. That didn't work. It didn't matter. They tried to use feminism to try to get y'all to the polls and to break up y'all families. That didn't work. And when all else failed, when everything started going left, they decided to pull out the big guns. They brought out Obama. Yes, yes. And Michelle. Yes, and Michelle. And let me tell you something. Michelle, she doesn't play. She doesn't play. They pulled out the big guns. When all else fail, label your enemy the enemy and compare him to some of the most egregious people in history. All Democrats are doing are name calling. Let me tell you something. They took all of y'all money. They gave it to people that wasn't even supposed to be here in this country. I seen lifelong Democrats switch over to being conservative. I seen people that were on the ground in Chicago, I do feel for y'all. I do feel for y'all. All of the cities that are banding together, all of the states that are banding together, they are all of the places that are under duress the most as far as some of those cities. When you see what was happening in New York, when you see what was happening in Denver, when you see what was happening in Chicago with the migrant crisis, all of these sanctuary cities where the people were complaining, where they were basically cutting government services. Over in New York, they cut services to schools and they were overcrowded with children that wasn't even supposed to be in schools with your children that you pay taxes for. They cut services to police officers, both in New York and over in Chicago. And then they told y'all that they was actually doing the will of the people. They gave billions and billions and billions of dollars while they cut sanitation over in New York City. And they took out ShotSpotter in some of the neighborhoods that needed it the most over in Chicago. And then they converted warehouses and overpaid staffing companies, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars just to shepherd these people. While some people got rich and we don't even know who the owners of these services companies are. Then they forced y'all and they said they bullied y'all and they said if y'all don't take the jab, you can't even walk the streets. These are all of the things that the Democrats have done over the last 4 years. And y'all love them for it. And they have the nerve to compare Trump to Hitler? We seen who Hitler was. He just left office. We seen who the real dictator was. He just left office and he pardoned his son on the way out and he pardoned Dr. Fauci and all of the people that participated in this coup of the White House over the last 4 years and they all got filthy rich and they couldn't even communicate. They couldn't say two words. You know, yesterday we had a conversation and somebody said inside of the chat, they said, we were talking about Mayweather. Kamala Harris was supposed to be one of the smartest people in the Democratic Party, and she couldn't even communicate effectively. She couldn't say three words and three sentences without referring back to her collard greens. Biden couldn't even put two sentences together, and he looked like he was about to fall asleep in the middle of his, he went to Africa, and he was dozing off in the middle of a meeting with African leaders. They were waiting on him to take a picture. What is that? What was that? The G70, G60 summit? And he got lost in the Amazon forest. And none of these people. Fatness right here, he ain't have nothing to say. Holko over there, she ain't have nothing to say. Newsom over there, he ain't have nothing to say. But he asking for $70 billion because of that fire, that ravage, or $40 to $70 billion because of the fire, that ravage. He came to Trump immediately, didn't he?
What is it like to be a Democratic leader in a moment where the people, the only people standing up for the rule of law in terms of elected officials and the Constitution and rights, basically equal rights, are Democratic leaders?
Yeah. You know, I'm concerned. People need to speak up now. It's not later. There needs to be a wake up call. And I do see you played some of the video and clips from other governors. But it's the people that they represent that are speaking out, showing up at town hall meetings that are going to make the biggest difference. Meanwhile, you need to see Democratic leadership on this subject. And by the way, Republican leadership, there are plenty of Republicans out there that do not agree with what's going on in Washington, D.C. Now, the elected representatives in Washington who are Republicans are apparently too afraid to say in public what they say in private. They know that Donald Trump is off in the wrong direction. They're just afraid. They're afraid to lose their elections. Democrats shouldn't be afraid. We've got to speak up right now.
Can Democrats protect?
He's not even saying anything. This is a waste of time. He's not even saying anything. Don't worry about it. We'll come back to it. Let me read some of these super chats and then we're going to go on from there.